Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony. I'll be your host. This podcast looking at all things Disney and provide you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then I do provide you with a video cast. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It is show 45. Wow. 45 already? Yep. For what? 5 years? Jeez. Hey, it's consistent though, at least, right? Two within, what, at least a month or something like that? Or more maybe? But I'm getting better. Guess what? I was out. I was outside. Yes, indeed. I was outside. I went to the Disneyana show, and which was formerly known as the NFFC. And unfortunately, it wasn't as big turnout as I was hoping it was, because what they was considered Carmageddon never really happened, but it stuck a lot of people home from actually coming and buying my wares. What's up with that, huh? That's what I want to know, huh? So what I also did is I took my new binaural microphones, courtesy of Paul Berry from AWindowToMagic.com podcast. Thank you once again, Paul. And I got you some audio. I know. I know you guys are going, whoa, no way, no way. Well, way. Also, go check up on our YouTube. That is youtube.com/user/above the firehouse and see the latest video of Bob Gurr driving the monorail around. Or actually was getting pushed by Legend Garner Holt and a few others around the showroom in the monorail that, if you guys were actually there at the Marvelous Mechanical, Marvelous something, I can't even say it and it's been over, that was at the Disneyland Hotel of last year in September, or saw the video, that is the monorail that he drove in very, 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 very slow. So they took him around and I put a video up. We are going to update it because the Carling Thief from 8-Pin Publishing was taking pictures, so I'm going to throw those in to slip them in. But other than that, you know what? Let me tell you what I got. I got Ariel ride. I got the Little Mermaid ride. I went on Goofy's flight. Did Laser Man 2.0 reconfigured. I did Star Tours, the new one. And a little surprise for you at the end. But after the, I actually met up with Leanna, her husband Mark, her daughter, Phil from Stay on Main Street. That's right. Also, a man named Daniel Kay. I guess he's also known as a DCA fan. You've heard him many times. I have a special moment at the end of the show. But for the most part, we met up. We split up because I wanted to get some audio. So why don't we listen to that right now as we take you under the sea for the Little Mermaid.
Thank you. mountain back in Iwate where it belongs. We got so much down here. There's no reason to go up there.
As off to the waves they roam. The fish on the land ain't happy, but the cycles they in the home. But fish in the pool is lucky, they ain't for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
guess you'll go beyond the plate.
Oh no, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We want the land folks off to cook. Under the sea, we up the hook. We got no troubles. Life is people moves under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is free, we got to be here naturally. Even the spirit and the rain, they can be rain just like the rain.
Repentance in the night and made a switch to prayers. Oh, unfortunate souls in pain, in need.
This one not to the finger, but wants to get the girl to hell.
Yeah, there you go. Aerial ride. I keep calling it aerial ride. The Little Mermaid ride for you. Then it's the only thing that I kind of miss the ride is hearing Buddy Hackett's voice. Since they've obviously done the ride, Buddy Hackett has passed away since. But there you go. Then I just did a little skip on over a few, about 50 yards to Goofy's Flight School, which has replaced Mulholland Madness. It's the same track, just rethemed, painted blue. It looks a lot nicer. It looks like they took their time in making it, and I wrote it, and I enjoyed it. I videotaped it, and I prefer to be in the front. There seems to be just a little bit more room for me in the front of these things. All right, so why don't we fasten your seat belts? The captain has put on the no pausing sign as we check out some Goofy Flight School. Flight School. And then a little bit after that, that's when I met up with Leon and the rest of the group, and we went on the rides again, but I didn't go back on Goofy's Flight School because I just got off of that. But we went to Little Mermaid and did that. But later on that night, we went to Electronica, and we did Laser Man. Now, a quick warning, there is some low bass in this. So if you were very sensitive, speakers, you may want to turn the bass down a little bit. And this is Laser Man reconfigured, okay? I mean, I was playing it back on my system, and my subwoofer was just like, even with my bass roll off, you know? But that's just a little bit warning to you right there, okay? So let us all congregate for Laser Man reconfigured.
Constant struggle. User versus program. Man versus technology. The intelligence of one must bend to the will of another. There cannot be two masters. It is a challenge of control. A battle between illumination and darkness. And only the strongest will survive.
Yes. I'm stuck here. All right. There you go. That was Laser Man reconfigured. Then we all split off again, and I made my way over to Disneyland because I wanted to try out the new Star Tours, and I figured, you know what, the lines are not that long because of nobody being able to drive out there as much. Wasn't that bad. I will tell you this. I was not happy with the experience that I got. It just didn't wow me. The beginning of it was cool with Darth Vader and all that, but other than that, yeah, no, I don't know. But nonetheless, we have the new Star Tours here for you, so why don't we check that out right now. I also skipped the queue, just so you know, because everyone's already covered it.
Today, because tomorrow's the birthday.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Right
now, the 405 close is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how that was going to be. I think we do.
No, yeah, three. You want one? Three.
Three.
What? What? Number four. Never mind. Two. I need two.
Star Tours 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401? That's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! wait! R2-D2, I am not prepared to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Oh,
don't shoot!
Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I have seen...
We know you have this rebel spy on board.
I have never seen a man before.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no!
Don't underestimate my power.
Now that we're outside in the park now, nice little walk around, see what's going on here. All right, well, no, really. So after that was done, I met once again with everybody, and we did a little, we did Big Thunder Mountain. In fact, I forgot to load it into my my playlist. Isn't that great? Anyway, yes, but you know, that's one of the things about, you know, it just didn't, I don't know, it just didn't do it for me. I'm sure if I get some better ones, that, you know, it would work out that well. It just didn't do nothing for me. So I'm going to go again, try again, and hopefully get a better experience with Star Tours. So there you go. But as I was saying, we were going on Big Thunder, so I met up everybody, and we got on there. And, there are just some things from West Fest that always keep carrying over, even when West Fest is not going on there at the parks. And, I'm going to let you guys all figure that out yourself. So, hold on to your hats and glasses, because this here is the wildest podcast in the history! In the wilderness, too. Don't forget that. That's right. Okay, who am I trying to be? What's the budget on my show? Well, here you go. This is the Big Thunder Mountain.
And a partner!
And we're done.
That's what you like it, sir?
plane. I'll be fine for about another 5 minutes. Why did my stomach right there? What's wrong? Howdy!
Remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train, and be sure to watch your hands.
Yeah, there you go. Big Thunder Mountain with the goat, 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 goat. All right, now let me get a little more in depth of the audio you're about to hear, our final audio of the night or day or time when you're listening to this right now. Hi, how are you? And we're back. All right, so Disneyland had closed. And yeah, it being after 12, we all started walking towards, you know, the exits. And it happened to be Disney's birthday, Disneyland's birthday. So Daniel wanted to go by the pole where the dedication has the little speech that Walt made on opening day, Disneyland. And went over, Pat jumped the rope, and touched the speech plaque and came back out. So Daniel wanted to do it, but Daniel just, you know, listen for yourself, because it was pretty funny what he did. Enjoy.
It's MrSentimental.com.
Okay, I'm getting freaking dizzy now.
Oh.
Yeah, hear you, hear you, hear you. We hear you. See, that's what it's right there.
I actually walked by it. Oh my god. Wow.
I touched it.
Bad. Do you really want it? Do you really want it?
Everybody scream security.
Security!
Oh my god, he's having a religious moment.
Security!
Okay. Ow, ow, ow! He had a religious moment.
Oh,
I was just being silly.
I know, he went over and here I hear.
Well, Mark's
gonna... Now, should we all go gates up above the firehouse?
Above the firehouse?
Maybe I should go back up there again. I got pictures.
Not without us.
Okay. I got pictures of me in the light. And every time.
I suppose the apartment's the most hallowed thing here.
Oh, yeah.
Is he hunting my foot?
Looking out the window. Yeah, we're at the back door.
We're waiting for someone?
Jim. I think he's waiting for an out-of-body experience. Ah.
well.
Hold on, let me just.
I'll say what he's walking out.
Oh, well, let me do it because it's quick time.
You can walk out the door.
I was going to play my secret apartment video, but quick time, so it's not working anymore.
Well, see, Mark, the other time we were talking about, you know, what was happening to the Skyway building in Fansland, and Mark just went, whoop, he got the pee.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
See, you know, I've never done that before. I've never walked up there. Yeah, cool. Well, thank you, Mark, for being the leader. And okay, because I've never done that.
For inspiring him.
Cool.
Liana was playing the speech. She can't hear it.
Thank you.
You have to add the thank you part with the cut out on this audio track. You have to say thank you. That's pretty true.
Can you play it louder?
Oh my god, we're waiting for him.
What? Wait, we're, but he was watching out anyway.
I mean, this is where it happened.
Hello, who's the main street? Hello, who's the main
street? Oh, well, yeah. I don't remember ever seeing what happened. Was it how to go with the door?
He's soaking it in too. He's going.
It didn't really matter. We could still just be standing here. That's what we did at the end of the night.
Look at each other go. I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Hey, what is that? What the hell is that? A few more seconds, he went. We should have gave him a rag. He would have polished it really good. He'd be like,
I heard Walker.
Oh. Hello. Welcome, man.
Tony, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing?
Hi, good to see you.
We're celebrating this birthday.
If you need a moment, let us know. There you go. All righty, and that'll do our show for this episode of Above the Firehouse Podcast. If you like the show, hate the show, either way, podcast at AboveTheFirehouse.com. I put the new feed on iTunes. The old feed isn't updating anyway, so just keep looking for Above the Firehouse. It'll say Above the Firehouse Podcast, blog, blah, 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 blah. I'm slowly putting some of the older shows up. Then I'm finding I am missing some. Also, don't forget, we do have swag. Go to AboveTheFirehouse.com. Buy yourself a shirt. We also have a special. If you go to AboveTheFirehouse.com/GHR_Taylor, you'll see a little special we got going on. We have the Betty Taylor storage and the Golden Horseshoe tribute DVD, both for $20 plus shipping and handling to help pay for some bills.
because as some people know, I am currently unemployed and I need to pay some bills around here as well. Download our toolbar that helps generate money. Buy a shirt if you wish to donate. We also have a donation link on there as well. More stuff going to be updated in the DVD store. I'm working on something really cool with John Corigliano. That's coming up in the future. We'll make an announcement for that shortly. Also, I'm doing some other cool DVDs that you're just going to want to have. And I'm working on getting, you know, digital downloads going on. So, little here, little by there. I'm going to do more announcements. At the time of this recording, it is July 29th. I will be in the park August 1st. So if you're going to be in the area, come and join me. I'm going to do some more videotaping and some more audio recording. All right, there you go. Don't forget, if you want to also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ATF podcast. Or is it about, I can't remember. Wow, this is my first day here. Ha! Ha! Wow. Excuse me one second there. Okay. Yes, ATF podcast. Also, we got forums back up again, so they're nice, they're pretty, they're cool. And until next time, we'll see you real soon.
So we'll sing you a little song, and it won't be very long. About so long, so long.